Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming poverty and lack of prosperity in your life. It is God's will for you to prosper. 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish or pray concerning all things that you might prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. As you prosper, you're going to have a good journey in life. We prosper spiritually, we prosper mentally, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially. We want you to prosper in all areas. We've talked about causes of the curse of poverty and the principles that are going to bring prosperity. If you seek God, you're going to prosper. If you don't seek God, then you are going to be in want. If you obey the word of God, then you'll eat the good of the land, if you are willing and obedient. But if you refuse to hearken, then you will not have the prosperity of God in your life. If you refuse instruction, you'll come to poverty. But if you are receiving instruction and reproof, then you'll be prospering in your life. If you're a tither and a giver of offerings, the tithe is the tenth off the gross. It's the first tenth, not if you have anything left over. And if you give offerings, which is beyond that, then God is going to open up the windows of heaven, pour out blessings upon you. And remember, Jesus receives them there in heaven, and he looks down from his holy habitation and blesses us, his people. If you withhold from the poor, then you're going to have many a curse, the Bible says. But if you consider the poor, then God's even going to deliver you in time of trouble, and he will bless you. Blessed is he that considers the poor. Remember that when you're giving to the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and God says he will repay you again. If you have greed or covetousness, that's going to bring poverty upon you. Instead, we're to be a giver. God wants you to be ready to give out to others. If you have the love of money, the worship of money is what that is, then that's going to bring poverty. You err from the faith. Instead, we should be ready to give out, ready to distribute what God gives us. Money, we need it. It's important because we need it to not only meet our own needs and our family, but also to give it out for the gospel's sake, to meet the needs of others. But be sure that you don't trust in uncertain riches. Don't trust in the riches of this world. Instead, you trust in the living God. He gives you all things richly to enjoy. And don't serve riches. You can't serve God and riches at the same time. Also, laziness will bring poverty. While if you're diligent, that will bring prosperity in your life. Your mouth is important because you can speak words that are going to bring forth the prosperity of God in your life as well as others. The lips of the righteous are going to feed many, the Bible says. Why? Because you're going to speak forth the word. As you act upon the word, you're going to see God's prosperity come forth. You can pray with your mouth to bring forth the prosperity of God in other people's lives. In Proverbs 23:21, the Bible talks about the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. Put away all alcohol, have nothing to do with it, and get rid of every addictive compulsive problem. It is sapping your finances. It is bringing a spirit of poverty upon you. Put away all the alcohol, put away the gluttony, put away the nicotine, put away everything that is addictive or compulsive in your life. We also mentioned about inherited generational curses. The iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children of the third and fourth generation. You can have inherited spirits of poverty and lack of prosperity, or curses on the steps of your feet or whatever you put your hands to. These are curses that can come upon you from the inheritance line. And you've got to break these curses by remitting the iniquities of the forefathers and all preceding generations and cast out the spirits that have come in from that. And certainly if you're having a lot of problems with poverty or loss of prosperity, you ought to get in contact with me and let me minister deliverance to you to help you to get set free so that you can come out from under that bondage. And you can have this from the inheritance line. It can be in you from day one. Think about your inheritance line. If there's a lot of poverty and loss of prosperity in your inheritance line and you're seeing it work in your life, then you know that you have inherited generational curses working. Another point that we talked about was not working. The Bible says that if any would not work, neither should he eat. If you are able to work and you're not, then the Bible says you should not eat. Otherwise, you're not really one who should be receiving anything just hand out to you. Instead, you should be out there working. We should be working, doing what God has equipped us to do. And the Bible says if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's in 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. Well, in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19, the Bible says that he that follows after vain persons shall have poverty enough. Don't follow the wrong people. Don't follow people that are walking in the ways of wickedness or greed. Don't get hooked up with anybody that has a wrong spirit about them. Otherwise, it will bring poverty upon you in your life. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. If you're covering over your sins, you are bringing a spirit of poverty upon you. Remember, we don't cover over our sins or try to hide them. Instead, we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we're going to forsake. We're going to let go. We're going to turn away from them. Then God's mercy will come upon us, and it will bring the prosperity of God in our life. In Proverbs 21:17, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man, and he that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. God wants you not to be one who looks after pleasures. If you walk after the pleasures, you're walking in the ways of the world. You're just seeking the ways of the world. You're just like the world that wants you to go and do whatever feels good and love pleasure. It says you're going to be a poor man. You should be seeking to do the things that God wants you to do. Proverbs 22, verse 7, the Bible says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. The borrower is servant to the lender. You are a servant to the lender if you borrow in your life. Now, some people think it's a sin to borrow. It's not a sin to borrow, but you must realize you are a servant of that lender. So you need to seek to get out of debt, do everything you can to get out of debt. Now, some of the large type of purchases, such as for buying a house or a car, those things usually most people have to borrow in order to be able to purchase them. Just be sure that you're paying all your payments and be sure that you're working steadfastly to get out of debt as quickly as possible. Don't buy things, just normal things that you could maybe save money for by having debt. I'll tell you, too many people have taken credit cards and they've maxed them out and they just get whatever they want and they've got all this debt. And they are a servant of the lender. It's not a good steward over the money that God's given you. You are to be a good steward. You should have a budget. You should always pay off any credit card charges that you have monthly. Don't ever let it accrue and continue on with interest. You're just sitting there paying the interest. You're not being a good steward, and you're letting yourself be bound with debt. That spirit will come upon you, and it will hinder the prosperity of God in your life. You know, we do not want to be a servant of the lender. Instead, we want to get ourselves out of debt. And with the things that are going on in this world and the shakiness in the financial markets today, you need to get out of debt and don't be creating it. Get yourself to the point where you are free from any burden of debt and servant of the lender. In Haggai chapter 1, the Bible says there in verse 6, it says, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with a drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. He that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. And he says, consider your ways. It's possible for you to sow much and bring in little. In fact, that's a curse. And the Bible talks about that, that if there's a curse, if you sow much and you reap little. This is a curse that's coming upon you. Now, why does this come? He says, go up to the mountain, bring wood, build the house. I'll take pleasure in it, and I'll be glorified. He was supposed to get up there and build the things that God wanted him to build. He goes on and says, because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house, that's why they were only reaping a little. They were looking for much, but it came to little. Why? Because they didn't have their priorities right. you've got to have your priorities right. And that means you're not going to neglect the church. You're not going to neglect the people in the church. You're going to be looking for ways to build God's house. If God's house is a waste, if you're not there helping out in the church, if you're not giving as you should to the church, if you're not giving out to other people in the church and ministering to them, if you're just running every man to his own house, looking out for us four, no more type of attitude, then you are neglecting the church. You are not doing what God wants. And he says that even though you sow much, you're going to reap little. Don't let that happen to you in your life. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. A tremendous promise. We're going to prosper if our delight's in the law of the Lord and we're meditating it, thinking on it day and night. And then you'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. You're going to bring forth your fruit in its season. You're not going to wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. Praise God. Don't walk in sin. Don't walk in the ways of the world. Don't walk in disobedience. Don't follow the counsel of the ungodly. Don't look to the ways of the world and walk in the way of the sinners or sit in the seat of the scornful. It is going to bring poverty upon you. Get in the Word. Walk in obedience to God so that He can bring His blessings upon you in your life. Praise the Lord. Very important. Over in Numbers chapter 14. He talked about the fact, he said, where they were transgressing the commandment of the Lord. And he says, go not up, for the Lord's not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies. And he said there that the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you'll fall by the sword because you're turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. If there's sin in the camp, you're not going to prosper in your battles. He said, if you transgress the commandment of the Lord, it shall not prosper. If you don't do what God tells you to do, you're not going to prosper. You can't just go and do things your way. You will not see the prosperity of God in your life. Very important. In fact, one of the curses in Deuteronomy 28:29 for disobeying God's word is you're going to grope at noonday. The blind are going to grope in darkness. They'll not prosper in thy ways. You won't prosper in your ways if you're being disobedient to the Lord. Be sure that you're doing the Word. See, your prosperity is not just on you giving, and then it's going to be given unto you. That's part of it, and bringing of your tithes and giving of offerings. But it's on everything in your life is going to bring forth the prosperity of God in you. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.